Welcome to Food Friday, when our Radio Reader Book Club members share recipes, memories, and mouth-watering tidbits. This is Valerie Brown Kucherov from Quinter, Kansas. My mom, Eleanor Augustine, is a potato salad evangelist with, as far as I know, 100% conversion rate. Her latest convert is my husband, who insisted he hated potato salad, but now heaps his plate full at all of our family picnics. My mom acquired her soul-saving potato salad recipe at the Lenora City Cafe, where she worked for 6 years in the late 60s and early 70s. She was just a kid at the time, and her pay was 50 cents an hour plus tips. The cafe offered typical home-cooked meals served on heavy white ironstone platters. The cook at the cafe, whose name was Florence Schrader, taught my mom how to mound a scoop of the salad on a lettuce leaf and then serve it next to a tangy barbecue beef sandwich. I'm happy to report that my mom also managed to get the recipe for the barbecue sauce, which, if you're lucky, I may share on our Facebook page. Florence, who was in my mom's eyes already elderly in the late 60s, told my mom that the secret to her potato salad was all in the pickle juice. Although Florence did not have a written recipe, she did allow my mom to watch and jot down things as she whipped up a huge bowl to serve the cafe's patrons for the day. My mom, throughout the years, has managed to perfect a smaller batch recipe. Mom's favorite time at the Lenora City Cafe was harvest. Big crews of handsome young work hands would eat every evening meal at the cafe for a week at a time. The harvest team owner would run a tab for all the boys, and at the end of the week, he would write two checks, one for the food and another for the tip. The waitresses got to split the tip check, and my mom's typical take of that check was up to $15 for the week. This was a big bonus at a time when her usual tip was a nickel or a dime, and after harvest, she was always very excited because some of the bigger farmers might even leave a quarter, which gave Mom a big thrill. Sundays were steam table days at the cafe. Florence and her waitresses would prepare mashed potatoes, fried chicken, green beans, corn, the works. Then the prepared food was kept in large pots, which were lowered into a huge trough of steaming hot water. When the after-church crowd arrived, the waitresses simply had to scoop the hot food onto the oval platters, add a fresh hot roll and a Jell-O square, and serve. A piece of chocolate cake and a cup of coffee finished the feast, and diners could get the steam table special for under a dollar. I grew up eating my mom's potato salad and barbecue beef sandwiches. Thank goodness she had the foresight to write down these recipes when she had the chance. Would modern teen girls think to keep a record of recipes at a restaurant where they waitress? She did say that her only regret was not getting Florence's recipe for Swiss steak because it was the best she's ever tasted. So if anybody out there has the Lenora City Cafe's recipe for Swiss steak circa about 1968 or so, please let me know on the Facebook page. You can find the recipe for the tangy barbecue sauce and the City Cafe potato salad on the Facebook page as well. I'm Valerie Brown Kucherov for the Radio Readers Book Club. This is Food Friday. To find out more about the Radio Readers Book Club, visit hppr.org or like us on Facebook under HPPR Radio Readers.